better in the heat than a dip in the pool. Well, what about a swim off the coast of Blackpool? Because if that's the kind of thing that floats your boat, my next guest has an invitation for you. Dr. Julie Bradshaw, MBE, is the director of Get Set for Success. She's also a swimming coach, a psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, and life coach, amongst other things. And she's with me in the studio to explain how she's revived an old challenge. It's an open water swim between Blackpool's iconic piers. Well, welcome, Julie. I don't think this is a swim for the faint hearted. This is, it's around a mile and a half in the sea from the North Pier to the South Pier. That's quite a challenge, isn't it?
It's a challenge, but one that everybody should be looking forward to, and I'm really looking forward to it. Only a week away to go now.
We'll talk more about the challenge in a moment, but let's find out a little bit about yourself. I noticed the MBE. What did you receive that for then, Julie?
I was awarded the MBE in 2006 for my services to swimming and charity, because all throughout my life, all the record swims I've done it to raise money, starting off when I was 15 years old. I first swam the English Channel, and then it's, you know, career spans, well, up till now. Most recent one was a few years back, swimming around Manhattan Island on Butterfly. 16 years ago was the swimming the Channel, English Channel on Butterfly, for which I still hold the world record.
And what got you interested in swimming then? What was the love of the open water for you then?
I'd always liked sports and I'd always excelled at swimming. I had a wonderful teacher in Blackpool, Mrs. Cheatham, and I always tended to do better with the longer swims and in open water. I first went in open water, this is where it's so nostalgic for me, actually in the sea, by the piers, as well as the Blackpool Open Air and St Anne's Open Air. And the love of open water swimming was just born and developed from there.
Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into hypnotherapy and psychotherapy?
Well, I'm Blackpool born and bred. I went to university in Loughborough, did my degree, sports science degree, etc., masters, and taught, lectured at university. And then about 18 years ago now, I'd always been helping people and I always had people come and talk to me. So I decided to go down the route and qualify as a psychotherapist, which led me to a whole new world of enabling people, expanding their potential, including being a hypnotherapist and life coach.
And I often wonder what a life coach does. I mean, what does a life coach offer people?
Well, in my role, the clients I tend to have come from various walks of life. So they may be sports, they may be in business, they may be in education, they may be people just seeking help to move on. They're people generally who are stuck, who want some help with some areas of their life. So, for example, people in business wanting to move career, people just generally stuck and not able to move forward. And my role is to facilitate their understanding in their process to moving forward.
As I mentioned, you're also a swimming coach, and one of your specialities is training people to swim the English Channel. And I think you know a thing or two about that, don't you? Because you've done it yourself, not once, but twice.
Yes, I've done the Channel a few times, like I said before. Once when I was 15, 10 hours, 9 minutes, aged, well, I was fastest British junior, still am. And then obviously 23 years later, swimming it on Butterfly. In between, I've done a few record-breaking relay swims, including the first ladies three-way back in 2004, which I led, organised. So I know quite a lot, and it's great to be able to pass on experience to other swimmers out there wanting to get better.
Do you find that a lot of people want to swim the English Channel to raise money for charity?
Yes, generally speaking, they always want to do it for some, you know, there's some reason behind it. And in fact, one of my swimmers, Nick, actually, he raised, I think it was over 100,000. About 50, Al. So they all do it for very good causes.
So how would you train someone then to swim the English Channel?
I'd first meet them and see if they're suitable. Generally speaking, people who do get in touch are ones that have some swimming background. I think the nicest one I ever had, who never went on to swim, was a guy from the army, and he'd had quite a, in inverted commas, a bee sting in the army. He got in the pool, swam one length, and was absolutely exhausted, and I knew he wasn't up for a solo. So in 2 hours, I coached him. His stroke came on, and I was just so delighted to see him improve so much in such a short space of time.
We'll chat a bit more after sport at 1:30. Scott's with us next for a roundup of the morning's sport. This one takes us to 1:30. This is Top Loader and Dancing in the Moonlight on BBC Radio Lancashire. Good afternoon. We get it out.